Hello, this is Corey from Film Narc. Recently, Chris and I went and saw Captain America: Civil War in theaters, and we loved the movie, and we decided to do something fun where we could invite a couple listeners, a couple friends as well, to the show with us. And we got together outside of a parking lot, and we did an initial reaction review, so, you know, we're still pretty amped coming out of it. So here you go. Enjoy. Okay, so we may have a slight buzzing because there is a very loud lamp. It's like a death ray. But hey, this is Film Narc. I'm Corey.
I'm Chris. We're meeting outside the theater. We just watched Captain America: Civil War, and we got a couple friends with us, and we're going to talk about what everybody thought.
Yeah, a couple friends, a couple listeners, which is something that we kind of want to do when there's big movie events, is bring out some people that listen to the show, and so we can do little round-robin reviews. So, thank you guys for coming out. Gentlemen, what's your name?
Ryan.
Could you speak up, please, into the microphone?
Ryan.
A little louder.
Ryan.
I'm just messing with you.
Okay.
They know him. He's been on the show before.
I heard you that time. Well, first of all, what's your name, miss?
I'm Christine.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. I know
Thanks
you're a little
having me.
Nervous about
getting
recorded, but that's okay. We'll audit you to sound. We'll just replace all your audio with Ryan. We'll do it.
I have.
Okay, well, my initial thoughts of this movie, coming right out of it, there'll be more in-depth reviews soon. But that is everything you could dream a superhero movie to be. I mean, I am just so utterly impressed with all of the character development and everything they did. We're in a parking lot, so you'll hear a truck. There it goes. Chris, what were your thoughts?
Anthony and Joe, the Russo brothers, they did amazing. It was a lot of what I expected it to be. Really good. I wasn't really disappointed by anything. But yeah. I don't know. First impression, I'd say 4.5.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, so we'll start off with Brian. Let you build up your courage.
Okay. Go, Ryan.
Ryan, what would you say are the good parts of this movie? What'd you enjoy?
That's hard to... I can't really decide which ones were the best parts. I mean, anyone's going to say that the airport scene was the best just because everyone is fighting everyone
so
in it.
So crazy.
So, I mean, like, outside of that, just the... I think the way that the movie flowed, it flowed really nicely. It introduced a lot of the people or a lot of the heroes that haven't been in the Marvel Universe as of yet. They introduce them nicely. Like
Black Panther.
Exactly. And then they reintroduce some that had their own little movies. For example, like Ant-Man, when he got out of the van, you're just like, holy f***, he's in this movie. So, I mean, to put my thumb on one exact part of the movie that stands alone, it's hard to tell. I'd have to watch it again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of tough coming right out of a movie and trying to gather your thoughts, because usually it's one of those things where you, like, wake up the next morning, you're like, this is how I feel.
You gotta process
right.
it.
Yeah.
You gotta give it time. You gotta give it time.
Yeah. Would you say that there's anything bad with the movie?
To be honest, the one part that I felt was bad was how hot Aunt May was.
That was the bad part?
To be Spider-Man's aunt, like, to me, I'm used to the old grandma-looking superior for him. So to see, like, a hot aunt that's supervising him just doesn't make sense.
Well, actually, if you look at the comics, there's the Ultimate line of Spider-Man comics, the Ultimate Spider-Man, and Aunt May, they decided to make a little bit younger. She does yoga. She's a little more, like... in the now, hip. So it fits kind of right in line with a little bit of what they've been doing in the newer comics. But being our generation and growing up as Spider-Man, we're used to old little, oh, Peter.
Where Aunt May was practically like Grandma May.
Yeah, Grandma May. Okay, we'll have more questions for you in just a second. Kristen.
Yes.
What did you like about this movie?
First, I want to apologize for my alarm going off in the middle of the movie. Really sorry about that.
People laugh. No one was angry, though. That was
Yeah, because it's a good morning song at 9:30 at night. I really liked the movie. It was my second time watching it, so yeah. I was able to pick up on some things, and I thought the acting was really good, and I liked how there were so many different characters, but they were relevant, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what's that one girl's name? Peggy Carter's niece?
I totally
forgot about her.
I know her as, something like, Carter. Agent 13.
Yeah, she was Agent 13. She was this spy, like, that lived across...
Was it Sharon Carter?
Yeah, something
Susan like. Or Sharon, something like that.
Yeah, so S. Carter.
Like, she's such a small character, but just her, like, chemistry with Captain America, I thought that was nice, and I just, like, I liked Black Panther. He's a new character. I liked how they took you down the road where you thought Zemo from it. Was wanting to revive those five super soldiers, but then it was all about revenge, and that's like the best thing about it, I think.
Yeah.
It makes it more emotional, I guess, the story.
And the twist
really
with
good.
Tony Stark and all that. I mean, it was fantastic.
Because you saw it in the beginning and in the middle, and then you find out, like, why do they keep showing this scene? Why is it so important?
Like, everything in that movie has a point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's what I liked about it.
Okay, still going. Was there anything you didn't like? Was there anything that kind of irked you?
Well, maybe I agree with Ryan with the whole hot Aunt May, because that's what Hollywood does. They just make everyone really attractive.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. like, they're getting beat up, but there's no, like, bruises on their faces. That's Hollywood, I guess.
Yeah, that's Hollywood for you.
But it's very entertaining.
Fat cats and Cali.
Yeah.
okay, cool. So I think it's, only... appropriate if we say whose team we're on, and this is kind of tough for me because there's Team Cap and Team Iron Man, and I feel like the main purpose of the story regarding these agreements, I gotta say I'm Team Cap, but at the end of the movie with what happens, I'm like, I'm really liking Iron Man right now. This is sad, but I say in just the Sokovia Accords, Team Cap.
God, that's hard. Because you made a really valid point on the aspect of being team captain about not being signed in to having your hands tied. But then Iron Man's point, God, that's tough. Because at the end of the movie, you're just like, what the hell?
Yeah. Welcome back. Okay, Chris?
There are certain characters that I identify with more, like, on both sides.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely Team Cap. I mean, Liberty or Die, man.
Yeah.
Mm.
Give me freedom.
I would say I'm Team Captain in the beginning, but I didn't like the way he went about it.
Yeah.
Just a lot of destruction he could have eased up, I guess.
Avoided, yeah.
Yeah, but I liked what Black Widow said, like, you can still have one hand on the wheel and keep steering.
Yeah.
I thought that was... good way to put it, because they didn't do it now, they would be been forced later, maybe.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah, I definitely see what you're saying there, and with lost my train of thought. Ryan,
go, Ryan.
So I mean, I'm gonna have to choose Team Iron Man just because of what Christine had just said.
I'm gonna say Team Iron Man too. So
flip flopper,
pandering,
reverse Black Widow.
Well, and I mean, because.
In the beginning.
Yeah, Corey, you put it exactly how it was. Like, team captain, just because of the fact that he was like, dude, don't, like, sign away our rights. Because when I told you in the movie theater, like, if they retired, who the hell is going to stop them? Like, hey, you can't do this because we're going to come after you. Being like, I'm Captain America. What are you going to do?
I remember what I was going to say. Captain America could also be called Captain Slippery Slope. Because he's also thinking that the government, they're going to get way too into it. They're going to control it. And when there's something that they feel like they can save a bunch of people, they may not let them. So it's that Big Brother style.
Well, he likes to punch his way through things,
yeah,
you know?
I think if they threw them all in prison, they'd end up freeing them when they needed them anyhow.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I just, you know... they've proven themselves to be responsible. And when someone's that powerful, you can't really, like, you know, be like, oh, we're not going to let you be powerful anymore because you're too powerful. Like, yeah, they're really powerful, but that doesn't, you know.
They want to be...
stop them from being human.
They wanted to be amicable, though, you know, be seen like good guys. Like, they're going along with 117 countries or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the catastrophes that had happened were because of them being who they are.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, that one city got demolished, but they also saved the entire planet.
But would that have happened if they weren't involved with the people that they are? It's a really interesting conversation. We talked a little bit about all the great characters and new characters that showed up. So to kind of finish this off, what was your favorite scene from the movie? What character?
Nice.
We're about to be murdered.
That was awesome.
No, that was awesome. Sorry, the light just went out, so the buzzing probably stopped. What character do you think just had like the best scene that connected with you the most? For me, I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. I love Spider-Man, and seeing Tony Stark and Spidey talking in their bedroom, that was a great conversation. You got to see like the hero figure of Spider-Man like talking to him, and everyone gave Spider-Man lots of credit. Like, I love Captain America's like conversation with him, and like when he's holding up the truck and Captain's like, got a lot of heart. He's like, where are you from?
Where you're from. Yeah. Queens, Brooklyn. Yeah, that was great.
Oh, and I was going to say one little thing that I liked about Captain America in this movie. He said, I could do this all day at the end. He said that in each of the prior two Captain America movies.
Oh.
In the first one, when he was super skinny, getting beat up in an alley, he was like, I could do this all day. And then the second one is fighting Hydro when S.H.I.E.L.D. reacts, and he says, I could do this all day, and he says it again in this one. So it's kind of become his catchphrase. I thought that was cool.
Skip me, because I'm still trying to decide.
All right. Chris.
I think for this particular movie, I don't have, like, a favorite hero. And if I did, it would be a really difficult choice, but for this movie particularly, I would say Vision. I liked what he said. I liked how much development he was given, how much more he became his own character. He's going to become difficult in the future movies because he's kind of overpowered, but I really liked his way of thinking, and I thought the performance was really good.
Yeah.
So.
Spoiler alert, Crystal will play a big deal in what's coming up.
Well, what is that?
It's an Infinity Stone.
Yeah, this little crystal thing. It'll be a big deal in the next movies.
So my turn. It's hard to say. I never liked Black Widow in any of the other movies because I thought she was just there for her tits and ass.
Yeah.
But she had a lot of depth in this one. Yeah. And I liked the emotion behind her, and she kicked a lot of ass in this movie too.
She did,
and she was funny. I liked her character the most in this movie.
Yeah,
she always gets some of the best choreography.
Yeah,
none of the other characters like flip around on top of people and throw them down.
Well, they also have,
I feel,
powers.
Like girls only get those.
Yeah,
moves.
She doesn't have powers.
Yeah,
really.
So
I
she's
mean, she's
gotta be
strong.
Good at that hand to hand.
Yeah.
So.
I love that. Every time someone does that, it's like my favorite thing.
Yeah. I loved when she went up on the one dude and then spun around and grabbed the other guy.
Yes, like, yes. Like, it made it like it was a double thing.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And she was like fighting three or four people at once. Yeah. Super sweet.
And for anyone that was wondering if Ant-Man would be great in this movie, my God.
Ant-Man was really good
in this movie.
Yeah.
So funny.
I was surprised by how well. I think the greatest thing that they pulled off with this movie is the way they balanced all the character time.
Yeah.
Right,
if you have a favorite character, you won't be disappointed no matter who that character is.
Yeah.
And that's incredibly difficult because you only have so much time, screen time, to give each member of the team. So it was amazing in that aspect.
Well, right on. Well, this is the first time we've done this, so we're going to sign off. We'll get some written reviews in. But... Right. Thank you guys for showing up. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you for doing this.
I loved it.
I know it's probably kind of weird.
I'm going to go get Taco Bell right now.
We're in a dark alley.
I got Taco Bell on the way here, but I'll probably get it again.
All right.
Thanks,
well,
guys.
Have a good one. Thank you.